Brooke Skidmore runs a childcare center in New Glarus called The Growing Tree. She received funding under the two previous childcare payment programs, but was denied this time around because the state says one of her employees was missing a fingerprint-based background check.
To perceive them as a rule violation and take all of those COVID funds away is very harmful. I mean, this is probably going to cause programs to shut down.
The fingerprint requirement is new as of June 1st, which may have contributed to more than 10% of providers getting denied grants this time around, as opposed to just a handful last spring and fall. The state says they let providers know repeatedly that they need fingerprint-based background checks, and there will be no appeals process. They said they will correct any denials made in error. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.